Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead. Peter, she has 5 points. Paul Provenza and Moraka are tied for second. Each has 2.
Mm-hmm. I see.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Somebody bail me out.
All right, we've flipped a coin. Paul has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The Federation of International Gymnastics released a statement saying they had determined that the women gymnasts from blank were all old enough to compete in Beijing.
Olympics.
No, the gymnasts.
Say that again.
The gymnasts from blank.
From China.
Right. A judge refused to grant a mistrial in the corruption case against Alaska Senator Blank.
Ted Stevens.
Right. A British man's day went from bad to worse when his third wife sent him divorce papers and the envelope was opened by Blank.
Her new husband.
No, his fourth wife. Organizers announced that Blank will play at the Super Bowl halftime show next February.
You.
No, I wish. Bruce Springsteen, this week marked the 50th anniversary of the date engineers and astronauts started working at Blank.
NASA.
Right. Police in Washington State are searching for a man who robbed an armored car on Tuesday and then fled the scene in a blank.
Fled the scene in a police car?
No, in an inner tube. According to witnesses, the man went up to the armored car, grabbed the money, ran on foot to the nearby Skykomish River. He then jumped into a waiting inner tube and floated away in a westerly direction. He has not been found. Nonetheless, police leapt into the water in one of those little pedal boats, leading to the lowest speed police chase since the great supermarket scooter getaway of 1993. Carl, how did Paul do on our quiz?
He had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 8 points, and Paul briefly has taken the lead.
Well done. Fortunately for Paul, his handlers set the expectations really low prior to the event. So simply by getting 3 right, he seems to have won.
Wow, that's the first time that Carl's ever added a briefly.
This is not Carl Castle's first rodeo, to quote Dr. Phil. He knows what's coming. All right, Mo, you're up next, fill in the blank. Search teams in California found the wreckage from adventurer Blank's plane on Thursday.
Steve Fawcett.
Right. In the wake of the Marriott bombing, Britain and the UN ordered the children of international staff be evacuated from Blank.
Pakistan.
Right. Melamine-tainted milk from China forced the recall of 11 kinds of candy from cream egg maker Blank.
Cadbury.
Right. Condoleezza Rice praised Congress's approval of a controversial nuclear deal with Blank.
France.
No. India.
Oh, India.
Police did not file charges against a New Jersey man who tried to knock down a hotel door in order to blank.
Find his wife cheating on him.
No. To rescue a stolen hamster. For the first time since 1906, both baseball teams from blank made the playoffs.
Chicago.
Yes.
Double points.
The Chicago woman bought a house in Saginaw, Michigan for $1.75 on blank.
eBay.
Right. An Indian train station bedeviled by monkeys has hired a blank to combat the problem.
Ooh, it's one of those guys that plays the instrument. Well, the guy...
No. It's a guy... They hired a guy to dress up and walk around like a monkey to scare away the real monkeys. Monkeys in India aren't scared of much, but the sight of a full-grown 42-year-old man walking in all fours wearing a monkey mask and fake tail has them running for the hills. The monkey man, as he's known, boasted that he could scare away all the monkeys in a week, but the monkeys, seen watching from a safe distance, disagreed, saying, yeah, he's pretty scary. This is nothing to compare to when Carrot Top came through. Carl, how did Mo do on our show?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
How many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
4 correct answers.
Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Monday, the blank plunged over 700 points.
The stock exchange.
Right. Anger grew among drivers in southern cities as the blank shortage dragged on.
Gas shortage.
Right. Federal investigators confirmed that a train driver had blanked 22 seconds before last month's deadly train crash in Los Angeles.
Sent a text message.
Right. Researchers testing a tissue sample from the Congo says that it shows that the virus that causes blank has existed for more than a century.
AIDS.
Right. A driver in Britain was embarrassed when he crashed his car and the impact caused his blank to inflate.
His inflatable bed.
No, his inflatable person, his blow-up doll.
Oh.
Angry conservatives said that blanks up upcoming book on Obama and black politicians meant she could not be an impartial mediator for the vice presidential debate.
Gwen Ifill.
Right. After she was spotted repeatedly driving over a pair of sunglasses, blank was arrested for a DUI.
Heather Locklear.
Yes, two armed robbers who hijacked a security van in Malaysia were forced to abandon half the money because blank.
Their getaway car was too small.
That's exactly right. Note to self, when robbing a security van, leave the Mini Cooper at home. That's a lesson that two thieves learned the hard way when the $1.3 million they stole would not fit into their tiny economy car. The local police chief had little sympathy, said, quote, I consider them quite stupid. Their planning was very short-sighted, unquote. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
Well, she needed four correct answers. Roxanne had seven correct answers. Whoa. So, with 19 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Really well done.